Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Compilation of professional athletes who have passed out, had heart attacks, cardiac problems on professional fields, whether it's soccer, basketball, football, hockey. And this video on the screen from a YouTube channel, Jay Wilderness, has actually put together three of these compilations, totals about 20 minutes, with the 90s song, What's Going On? Because isn't that the question? What's going on? Why are all of these professional athletes and young athletes, who are in the best physical condition of all humans most of the time, are all of a sudden having all these heart problems? Some of them dying. And then there was last night, where a young football player who perhaps was doing his best work off the field as a good Samaritan takes what is referred to as a routine hit in an NFL football game and then loses his heartbeat. Loses his breath, has to be resuscitated on the field. Heart stopped, breath stopped, they were able to get his heart going again. Such a shocking thing for the players. There were tears on the field. And the reports are that the NFL told them, take 5 minutes and get back on the field to play. But the players and the coaches decided otherwise. But how could you go on? How could you play after seeing your friend, your colleague, your brother out on the field for almost 10 minutes needing emergency medical treatment? So, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into InfoWars today because you know you're going to get the unvarnished truth. And you know that nobody's going to tell it like it is with the background and the context and the understanding like we are right here. But just understand, the reason why this has become such a national story is because the questions of what's going on when it comes to vaccinated athletes dropping dead, having heart attacks at rates we've never seen before until after this mRNA experimental COVID vaccine injection. We're going to lay it all out for you here on the other side of this Tuesday, January 3rd, edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be hearing from lawyers, doctors, and covering all the angles from this massive story.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of bouncing balls here today, and we've got our eye on all of them. The crew working overtime with extra focus today, because even though the big story that a lot of people are concerned about, and we all know why, is last night during a Monday night football game, Buffalo Bills safety, 24-year-old DeMar Hamlin, collapses on the field due to cardiac arrest and had to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance. The game was postponed. I think maybe the first time in NFL history, certainly the first time I can ever remember an NFL game being postponed. That almost never happens, not for weather, injury, anything. But it was such a gut-wrenching, it was such a gut blow for the athletes and the coaching staff to watch their friend, their colleague, their brother on the field collapsed, needing emergency medical attention for 10 minutes. Was such a shaking and jarring experience, they decided they would not take the field. Even after it was reported the NFL said take five, then finish the game, they decided to do otherwise. And you know, the NFL is probably lucky that the players made that decision, because they didn't need that bad press. They didn't need to look so bad today, when even Skip Bayless, who said that the game seems irrelevant after this, that was considered so controversial, he might not even have a job tomorrow. Amazing stuff. So a lot of bouncing balls here. We're going to cover all the angles. Now, I also need to mention, because this is going on, there is a vote for the Speaker of the House coming up today. And from my last measurements looking at this, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy's going to have the votes, folks. And I think a certain number of Republican holdouts have decided we have no problem sabotaging these 2 years. We have no problem in sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership. We have no problem in sacrificing these next 2 years, because they mean nothing if nothing in the Republican Party is going to change. And so I salute Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Bob Good and others who have said, you know what, we're not going to get behind McCarthy. I think it's political brilliance that Matt Gaetz is currently exhibiting. And I have no problem with the Republican holdout sabotaging Kevin McCarthy's speakership or even the next 2 years in Congress, because it's not going to make a difference if we don't get new leadership. It's not going to make a difference if the Republican Party doesn't start to have voter policy from the ground up, not from the donors down. So we will be covering that. I also want to mention, again, we're hoping to get a doctor or two on today. We've got a couple we're reaching out to. Maybe we'll open up the phone lines and hear from some doctors to comment on what we saw last night. Attorney Thomas Renz is going to be joining us. And then other big news, Leo Zagami joining us, already scheduled on the death of the former Pope Benedict. And so a lot of bouncing balls today. We're going to be covering all of them, and Alex Jones is coming up, because here's the thing. We're about to get the new Fauci files from Twitter, and so for this tragedy to happen on that football field last night, and we don't know the whole story yet. Let's be clear. We don't know the whole story yet. But whatever the story ends up being, it is beyond a doubt, it has put the vaccine issue and put the vaccine injuries at the front of the line for discussion. And for that now to be at the top of mind when we're about to be getting the Fauci files is a very important development. And so it really just adds more weight, it adds more focus, it adds more importance to the Fauci files and to what we've seen in the other Twitter files, how the U.S. government, the healthcare portion of the U.S. government, with Anthony Fauci, was actively censoring any negative information about the vaccines, which we know that they know had a severe risk of heart complication side effects. We have the slides from October 2019. We have their meetings. We have their emails. They all knew the side effects of this vaccine. They still went on TV and told you safe and effective. Now, what's the story as far as last night with the NFL players' cardiac arrest? Well, do you know he was vaccinated? We don't know that. And I will tell you that the event that he took that hit with, you can call it a routine NFL hit, that's fine. Folks, no NFL hit is routine. I have been on NFL sidelines. I've watched NFL games from the sidelines. There is no such thing as a routine hit. It might be routine for the NFL, but let me tell you, you go stand in the middle of a football field and an NFL player runs at you 20 miles per hour, you think that's going to be considered routine? You think that's going to feel routine for you? Or do you think you're going to be sore the next day? Every hit in the NFL is violent, even the routine ones. And I'm willing to stay, and I don't think this is a reach, and a lot of people won't like this, but I'm sorry, it's the truth. Folks, the gentleman collapsed and had a cardiac event because of the hit. The vaccine did not cause him to collapse on the field. Now, again, if we find out he is vaccinated or double vaccinated, now you have the issue of, did the vaccine make the situation worse? Because he was vaccinated and had a fiber clot, was it harder to get his heart going again? Did it make it a situation that was already bad much worse? That's a fair question to ask. But anybody saying that his cardiac event was not caused by the hit, I'm sorry, but you're making a fool of yourself. This is about a 30-mile-per-hour collision, and Hamlin takes direct blunt force trauma to the chest, to the heart. This has happened in sports before any vaccines. I personally remember somebody I know, Chris Pronger, an NFL hockey player, got hit with a slap shot. Excuse me, NHL hockey player, got hit with a slap shot right in the chest. Exact same thing happened. Now, Pronger got up, collapsed. They were able to resuscitate him and get his heart going. And we knew everything about that situation in about a half an hour. And he was back up and responsive within an hour. That is not the same situation for Hamlin. So maybe that's a vaccine-caused issue. Maybe that's a vaccine making a bad issue worse. But whatever you think, whatever the truth may be, there is no doubt this is now at the top of people's minds, and there is no doubt this is at the head of the conversation. Now, when we come back, folks, I've got a stack of news. Forgetting about last night's tragedy for a second, I've got a stack of news here. There is no doubt of athletes being injured by the vaccine. I've got stacks of news over here. Young children that we know died from the vaccine. So if you're looking at this event seeking vindication in your vaccine stance, you don't need vindication. You're already vindicated, folks. So let's not give the people that want to make us look bad any more ammo to do so. The hit caused the cardiac event. Potentially a vaccine in his body made it that much worse. So we're going to follow all these bouncing balls when we come back. And I'm going to give you all the information and all the resources you need to fully understand this situation throughout the broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't even be on air if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Who knows if the vaccine is even being discussed today if it wasn't for InfoWars being on air and our great guests like Dr. Francis Boyle and Dr. Peter McCullough and Thomas Renz and so much more to make the issue here about the vaccines that are killing people. It might not even be within the realm of discussion today. But because we did, and because you shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, it is now the number one discussed topic is vaccine injuries, and if that's what we witnessed last night on a football field. So keep us on the air and shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
2023 is here. Last year was a groundbreaking time for humanity. We went through 2.5 years of globalist brainwashing and them throwing every dirty trick in the book about the psychological warfare against the people. And they put all their censorship and all their control systems in play. But despite that, their attempt to continue lockdowns and forced injections has 98% now failed. And there are criminal investigations being opened up all over the world, including in the United States, against the criminals who carried this out. They are eugenicists. They are a death cult. And they won't stop until they have total planetary rule to carry out forced depopulation. That's why these Twitter files that are about to be released on Thursday by Elon Musk are so incredibly important on Dr. Fauci. We already know that Fauci worked through the government and big tech to censor alternative treatments and therapeutics and to lie about the poison shots when they knew they didn't work and they hurt people. But now we're going to have even more of the actual documents of Fauci directing through big tech using governmental power to keep all the thousands of prominent scientists and doctors and medical workers from telling the truth about the experiences they had and what they witnessed. This is pure evidence of premeditated mass murder. So, throughout the week, we're going to be chronicling the past crimes of these monsters. Because if we don't bring them to justice, they're going to do it again. Yes, we're beginning to win major battles, but we haven't won the war yet. And remember, InfoWars, with your support, has been the very tip of the spear of this historic fight. So I salute you, and I thank you, and I encourage you all now more than ever to tell everyone you know and perfect strangers and you name it to tune into InfoWars.com/show because we are continuing to not just cover what happened in the past, but we're documenting what the globalists are about to try in the future. I'll have detailed reports come out in the next few days. God bless, and I'll see you at InfoWars.com.
Thank you, Alex. And we are back now in the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer, honored to be with you again here today. And let me just tell you what we have. I've got a stack of news here. Okay, you see this giant stack on my desk? In about an hour, probably less, actually, probably about 30 minutes, as we're getting ready for the show and doing the show prep and getting all the news articles and all the videos and the studio set up, I gave the crew a special assignment, and I engaged in it a little bit myself. About 30 minutes, I said, guys, just go online and just find as many stories as you can about young athletes, professional athletes dying from heart complications or having to retire or collapsing on the field from heart complications, the number one side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. And most of these cases have been affirmed that the individual that suffered the cardiac event was vaccinated. Now, that is not the case for Chris Pronger, who you see on the screen here in front of me. Now, why am I playing a hockey video of a guy collapsing? Because I understand why the individuals who have already been proven right about the COVID-19 vaccine are feeling so desperate to be vindicated and using the focus on last night's NFL game and the Buffalo Bills safety collapsing on the field as a moment of vindication or a moment of this is a red pill for people to know how bad the vaccines are. We can't be sure of that. I still to this moment do not know what Hamlin's vaccine status was. I don't know it. Do you? You might say it's safe to assume, but there were other players on the Buffalo Bills that refused to get a vaccine. It was a major news story. Some of them became openly, actively voices against the vaccines. One of them was on the field last night, Cole Beasley. So I can't rush to a conclusion there. Is it a serious situation that the vaccine may have made a bad situation worse last night? Absolutely. Of course that could be the case. But why do I show you that video of Chris Pronger in an NHL playoff game from 1998? When there was no COVID-19 vaccine, he collapsed during a hockey game. Why? Because he took a slap shot to the chest. And as you see in this video, just like last night, he gets up thinking he's okay and then collapses on the ice. Now, what happened to Chris Pronger is an event that happens every once in a while, sometimes fatally even, in sporting events. It's happened to young athletes before. And it's actually worse for young athletes because they don't have the body mass or the bone mass as these professional athletes do. So when they get direct blunt force trauma to the heart area, it can be worse for young kids. And so it can be called cardiac arrhythmia. It can be called commotio cordis. I've seen a couple other things, but the phenomenon is when you have direct blunt force trauma directly to the heart area, and if it can apply enough pressure through the sternum or through the ribs or the chest wall, and if it hits at the perfectly timed to hit in between heartbeats, it can throw off your heartbeat, and it can empty the blood from your heart. And so what happens is you think you're okay and you stand up and then you go for that first step and you don't have a heart rate. You don't have blood pressure because you just had it knocked out of your heart. It's kind of like having the wind knocked out of your lungs except for your heart. And if your heart stops beating, it's a lot harder to move than if you can't breathe for a couple seconds once you've had the wind knocked out of your lungs. So it's a similar thing in having the wind knocked out of your lungs except for your heart. It happens. It's happened before COVID-19 vaccines. It'll happen after the COVID-19 vaccines. And that's 100% what happened to the safety last night. And you can say it's a routine hit as much as you want. It might be for an NFL player. NFL football is violent, folks. Again, I've watched these games from the sidelines. I'm telling you, a common hit in the NFL is violent. And that's probably about a 35, maybe 30 mile per hour collision last night. And the guy's helmet, T. Higgins, the offensive player from the Bengals' helmet, rams right in to DeMar Hamlin's chest area, clearly causing some form of a comito cordis issue. Now, could the vaccine have made it worse? That's the big question. Could a fiber clot from the vaccine be in his body that made it a lot harder to get his heartbeat going again? Could be the case. Could be the story. We know they did CPR on him for about 9 minutes. That's not normally how bad it is, but it has resulted in fatalities before as well in young athletes. But so it's an NPC meme, and I had people giving me a hard time last night saying, oh, you're trying to discount the vaccine injuries. Are you kidding me? Owen Schroyer of InfoWars doesn't want to talk about vaccine injuries? That's a joke. I'm one of the biggest vaccine skeptics ever. But I'm a realist, folks. Obviously, the hit is what caused the cardiovascular event last night. Was it made worse by the vaccine? That's the question. We don't know the answer to it yet. But here's what I do know. I've got a stack of stories I'm going to cover on the next side where we do know vaccinated athletes had heart problems. And we'll cover that.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number. And I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I understand why freedom fighters, truth tellers, vaccine skeptics, purebloods, are all in a tizzy today to feel vindicated and to dole out a bunch of red pills after an NFL football player collapses on the field last night due to a cardiac emergency. I understand that. Here's the problem, folks. You do not know. As of right now, I don't know. You don't know. I've not seen any information. And I doubt it would be made public if DeMar Hamlin took a COVID-19 vaccine or two or three or any at all. You just do not know that. And I, of course, would not expect there to be any public statement about that, because overall the issue is still not appreciated as it should be. Plus, it's personal medical information. So unless his family or his mother, who just so happened to be in the stadium last night, bless her heart, went to the hospital with him, can you imagine that ambulance ride? My goodness. Unless they decide to release any information, I don't expect there to be the case. But you'd hate to have this situation with all the huffing and puffing, and then a public statement is released that says he never got the vaccine, so stop talking about it. The hit caused the cardiac arrest. Could his vaccinated status, could having a fiber clot in him have made a bad situation worse? That's the question. But if you're looking at this desperate for vindication, desperate to say this is a major awakening red pill moment for Americans to see the vaccine side effects, folks, we don't need this. You don't need this to be vindicated. You don't need this for your red pill moment. What am I talking about? Let me go through this stack. Again, we took maybe about a half an hour with all the other prep work that we were doing today, pulling videos in, getting news articles, getting the studio set up, everything else. And I just said, hey, guys, let's take about 30 minutes and let's find a bunch of stories about vaccinated athletes and professional athletes and young athletes either dying suddenly or having heart problems on the field. And so I got a stack of probably about 30, 40 articles. So you don't need the vindication. You've already been vindicated. And I'm just, let's not put ourselves in a situation to look bad here. Anybody insinuating that the hit is not what caused the cardiac event, you're making yourself look bad. And if they come out and they make a statement, he was never vaccinated, please stop talking about it, you're not going to feel too good then either. So let's just check ourselves and measure ourselves here. It's like the kind of thing, if somebody would have shared the Chris Pronger video last night and said, look, Chris Pronger passed out during a hockey game, people would have bought in and said, oh my gosh, it's from the vaccine. That happened in 1998. But you don't need the vindication. You don't need this for a red pill moment. You've already been vindicated. I've got a stack of red pills right here. So without further ado, a story from goodsciencing.com, which I'm just going to circle back on. This is going to be the bookends to this. 1,616 athlete cardiac arrests, serious issues. 1,114 of them dead since COVID injection. All kinds of data points here. They even have a graph with all kinds of data points to show the deaths post-vaccination, the collapses post-vaccination, all the data points, all the footnotes in this story right here. Okay? Now, that's over a year old. So it's probably safe to say that you've had double that since this story. But here's the headlines. Japan launches official investigation into millions of COVID vaccine deaths. That's from yesterday. That's from yesterday. Japan launches official investigation into millions of COVID vaccine deaths. That's from yesterday. But here we go. Here's the athlete news. Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers a stroke and blood clot in his brain. 18-year-old Mississippi State University football player Sam Westmoreland dies suddenly. Freshman Benedictine football player suffers cardiac arrest and collapses during practice. 17-year-old high school student dies suddenly after suffering critical medical emergency during flag football game. Divide County High School football player now recovering after suffering cardiac arrest during game. 17-year-old high school football player dies in his sleep. 16-year-old high school football player collapses and dies after suffering medical emergency during practice. High school athlete found with 6-foot-long clot in his leg, ending his football career. Doctors baffled on what happened. 21-year-old college football player in Arkansas dies suddenly after collapsing. 27-year-old Barcelona and Norway striker Caroline Graham Hansen announces break from international football due to heart problems and exhaustion. Luke Knox, Florida college football player and brother of Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox, dies suddenly at the age of 22. Family and doctors are baffled by the sudden and unexplained death of a 16-year-old Stanford High School football player. 12-year-old Clayton middle schooler dies following youth football practice due to severe medical emergency. Former South Carolina quarterback MVP Phil Petty dies at 43, third former football player to die in last 7 days. Medical examiner reveals 24-year-old ex-Miami Hurricanes football player died of heart attack. Former Malaysian professional football player dies of heart attack 5 days after COVID-19 shot. Football star Alphonso Davies develops myocarditis, will be out. 15-year-old soccer star from Brazil dies from cardiac arrest following National Football Cup tournament game. 17-year-old athlete dies suddenly, reportedly due to heart attack or blood clot while practicing for upcoming golf tournament. 38-year-old athlete dies after suffering heart attack during swim portion at Ironman. 13-year-old football player drops dead during game in Spain. 25-year-old football player Jake Hescock dies suddenly of cardiac arrest while jogging. Rookie right tackle Max Mitchell placed on the non-football injury list due to blood clot in his right calf and lung. Up to 80% of athletes who die suddenly had no symptoms or family history of heart disease. Two young athletes, the latest to die suddenly, prominent cardiologists tie alarming trend to COVID shots. John Stockton boldly suggests thousands of pro athletes died after COVID vaccine shot. Athletes dying of heart attacks, how common is it? How the falsehood of athletes dying of coronavirus vaccine spread, that's the Washington Post. So when they're telling you not to look at something, that's when you know there's something there. University of Florida basketball player diagnosed with rare heart disease after court collapse. Lubbock student athlete collapses after football game, hospitalized in Fort Worth. Geneva High School athletic trainer saves student after homecoming collapse. Bayside High School student athlete dies after collapsing during conditioning. High school football player collapsed after game, needs open heart surgery. Warren Hills athlete collapsed but survives after quick two actions by staff. John F. Kennedy High School football player dies after medical emergency at game. Alto High School student dies after collapsing during basketball game. Steve Stricker, professional golfer, recovering from heart inflammation, almost died. Nellie Korda, recovering from blood clot in her arm. Top-ranked American and Olympic gold medalist Nellie Korda had a blood clot in her arm, seeking treatment. Barcelona, Sergio Aguero announces retirement from football due to heart condition. Let's not forget about J.J. Watt, who had a heart problem, had a heart murmur. Let's not forget about the recent marathon runners that collapsed during the marathon. And even just yesterday, the NFL had a former athlete who died at 38, UT in Lare, found dead at 38 due to a heart attack.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
NFL player DeMar Hamlin. The situation is obviously not good. He's basically on life support. They were never able to return him to breathing on his own. So after about 9 minutes of CPR, they got a heartbeat returned, but he was not breathing on his own, and he still, as far as we know, is on a breathing machine. Now, one thing that you're hearing, and this is from the NFL athletes, this is from the actual sports media who don't talk about vaccines, is the quote is, "I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this." So let's try to understand that statement. Because obviously, oh, you've never seen anything like this. Well, what's the variable? Well, again, we all know the variable that people want to talk about, but as far as I'm concerned, here's what "they've never seen anything like this before" means. A player, essentially unconscious, on the field, receiving emergency medical treatment for almost 10 minutes, even when you have the worst spinal cord injuries, like what we saw a couple years ago with Ryan Shazier, they can usually have enough signs of life to declare him alive before he's taken off the field by an ambulance so that the players can at least
get back to knowing, okay, he had a serious injury, it's football, but he's alive, he's getting treatment, we can now play the game again. But for them to watch an unresponsive athlete on the field for almost 10 minutes is a bit of a different thing when they can't even confirm life. And I've never seen them cancel or postpone a game ever. I've never seen that. I've seen them move a game because of a weather, like a hurricane. They've moved games before, but I've never heard of them postponing a game. Not for weather, not in the middle of the game, not for an injury. I've never heard of that. And apparently the NFL said take 5 minutes and get back on the field. So the NFL's got its own problems to deal with. And that's obviously the minor issue at this point, is what they're going to do about that. But again, you see the athletes, you see the former players, you see the media. I've never seen anything like this. So there's a serious reckoning happening here. Whether it comes down to the vaccine or just football in general, there's a serious reckoning that's going to come from this, folks. You've already got high schools canceling football programs. You've already got rules in the NFL. You can't hit the quarterback. You can't hit the kicker. They've already rewritten a lot of the rules to try to get rid of some of the big hits. They try to get rid of some of the kickoffs, which is where that injury occurred last night. Again, not the most violent hit you've seen, but all NFL hits are violent. So there's going to be a major reckoning here. And the next snap that is taken in an NFL football game is going to be maybe the most watched, scrutinized snap that we've seen in recent history. But the two debates that are going to follow here are, was this cardiac arrest made worse? Was this hit that caused the cardiac arrest, was this event made worse because of a vaccine, because of a clot in his body from the vaccine? And what is the future of football? And really, you have to ask those two questions. Because either you're looking at a situation where, yep, this is a bad situation made worse because of the vaccine, and you need to address that, or you're dealing with a new situation where an NFL athlete isn't just hoping he walks off the field after the game, hoping he is alive at the end of the game. That is an entirely new dynamic. When you're seeing grown men crying on the field, bawling their eyes out, folks, you don't see that normally. You know where you see that? Hospitals. And, you know, when you're saying bye to people. And already, of course, NFL fans are already mad because they're hearing about the vaccines all day, because former Jacksonville Jaguars player Uche Nwaneri was found dead last night. Autopsy results from the Tippecanoe County coroner show that Nwaneri may have died from a heart attack. And there's this supposed tweet going around. It's hard to even believe that this tweet is real. It's so bad. I can't even believe that this tweet is real. It's so bad. But this image is going around that's supposedly a tweet from this former football player in September 21 that says, okay, so let's get these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports up and running ASAP. We've seen children die daily from unvaccinated selfishness. Pregnant women at risk too. Protect life. Mandate the vaccine. Jail anyone who refuses to protect life. I that is so bad I almost can't even believe it. So I'm just going to say allegedly that's a text put out from this former player. It's just... And even if it's real, I'm not going to sit here and celebrate if he had a vaccine injury. That's just awful. But at the time, this was a big debate in the NFL. And you may remember when they came after Aaron Rodgers because he didn't want to take the vaccine. You may even recall that there's a Buffalo Bills player, Cole Beasley, who refused to take the vaccine, and there was a big uproar about that. Maybe there was some discontent amongst other NFL players or locker rooms saying, hey, we were forced to take the vaccine. Why didn't they have to take it? So you know there was a little bit of that going on behind the scenes. But you already had football fans who don't hear about the vaccine, who don't hear about the vaccine side effects, hearing about it for the first time because of this former player who was supposedly a major vaccine promoter dying of the number one side effect from the COVID vaccines. And so just like any other time you had to die suddenly, the vaccine skeptics and the COVID vaccine truth tellers jumped to the scene to say, hey, you need to investigate these COVID-19 vaccines. They're killing people. So they were already sick and tired of hearing about the COVID-19 vaccine causing heart attacks. Then you had the event in the game last night, and it just went overboard. But you better understand, this debate goes one of two ways. The questions here go down one or two paths. Either you had a serious cardiac event on a football field last night, which was bad but made worse because of a vaccine, or you're now having to face the reality that your game, NFL football, what is considered a routine hit, can be potentially fatal. Which direction would you rather that conversation go if you're an NFL fan? But that's just the topic that I'm sure is ultimately going to be discussed in football hallways and locker room cooler talk and all that other stuff. But for the players to not want to go on last night when the league said take five and play, that tells you, like what you're seeing, they've never seen anything like this before. Something is off about this. So is football now considered a potentially fatal sport in a routine hit? Or can a routine hit that caused a cardiac arrest event, a bad thing, made worse by a COVID-19 fiber clot in the athlete's body? So look, I've got more on this, and I've got more names of individuals who we know died from the COVID vaccine, including young children. Now, look, obviously, Hamlin, as an NFL athlete, is going to get more notoriety than some of these young children that died from the vaccines, but those kids are out there too. And so maybe we should say their name. Maybe we should say their name today. And so we will. And these aren't just young athletes that took the vaccine and died. We're talking about the original applicants to volunteer themselves to be tested with the vaccine that died. And they still rolled it out for you. So we're going to say their names when we come back. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I barely plugged this hour. I should be plugging every segment to keep us on the air, especially when Alex is out. I barely plugged, so please make up for that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I talk about vitamin mineral fusion every time because I start the day with it. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you about vitamin mineral fusion. Helps build up the immune system. Over 100% of the daily value of so many vitamins. And it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but selling out fast. Get to InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.